Hello, my name is Celia Hannan. I'm head of the citizenship program at Demos, and I'd like to welcome you to a podcast which draws together the discussion we had at a roundtable that we held at Demos this week. We co-hosted the roundtable with the volunteering organisation V, who were launching some research that they'd commissioned in Volunteers Week. The research looked at the attitudes of young people to the idea of a compulsory programme of national civic service and how they felt about that suggestion. We then had a lively debate discussing whether or not it would be better to make a programme which was so compelling and engaging that young people didn't need to be forced to take part, whether or not it was better to make it compulsory and a universal offer for all. I hope you enjoy the podcast and do stay in touch with the work that we'll be doing in this area on the Demos website.
Podcasts by Demos.
So Peter Bradwell from Demos took some moments after the roundtable to speak to a few of the participants. Firstly, he had a chat with Terry Ryle, who's the chief executive of V, and then he spoke to Marie Kempley and Naresh Farooq, who are V20 members and young volunteers, followed by a quick chat with Paul Oginski, David Cameron's youth policy advisor, and finally Alex Mitchell from the Institute of Directors.
Podcasts by Demos.
I'm Terry Ryle, Chief Executive of V, which is the National Young Volunteer Service, and we're here today because Demos are hosting for us a round table to discuss the findings of the research we've just carried out on how young people feel about full-time volunteering.
Maybe we could start by why it is you feel that volunteering is really important.
Well, I think volunteering is really important, particularly for young people, because it does a number of things. One, it makes them feel connected to their communities. Two, it enables them to gather the skills that they need for employment and for the rest of their lives. And I think thirdly, because young people really are passionate about a number of things, and volunteering is one way in which they can actually indulge their passion for the good of the rest of the community.
One of the things that was touched upon in the discussion was compelling young people to take part in volunteering. What do you feel the shape of that debate is, and is there kind of room for more kind of encouragement for young people to volunteer?
Well, there is an interesting debate around whether volunteering or indeed giving service should be made compulsory, particularly for this age group, or whether in fact it should be made so compelling that young people actually feel they must do it. There are two schools. One is that, and this is the one we believe in, that the experience really should come from within, that people should want to do this, they should experience doing it, and through that it then becomes part of their lifestyle. There is another school of thought which says it should be compulsory, so everybody should be made to do this so that they too can feel how good this is and contribute to their communities. I noticed this morning that the compulsory debate was moving more towards this being an entitlement for young people, which is a much better proposition in terms of making something like that really compelling for young people. So I find that particular nuance quite interesting.
How did the research that you were talking about today kind of back up some of your thoughts about volunteering and specifically young people's attitudes to it?
About a third of young people would really look, particularly at this time of recession, to do full-time volunteering. So, you know, that's at least 30 hours a week full-time for quite a number of months. The research showed that whilst young people would be really interested in doing full-time volunteering, if it was to become something they were made to do, so compulsory, then actually there should be a payment for that. So they would expect to get something in the region of the minimum wage for carrying out that activity. they then started to reflect upon that and say, well, actually, if we were being paid to do that, it would not be volunteering anymore. It would be completely something different, so a community service or national service scheme or whatever. And overall, I think they quite like the notion of giving freely and unpaid as part of a lifestyle. So there is an interesting area, I think, for policymakers around that. You know, if you want to make something universal and compulsory, then actually it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Is it more likely that people, perhaps from more affluent backgrounds, are going to be able to take up volunteering posts? And does it require kind of extra support for people who want to, maybe from kind of poorer backgrounds?
Yes, indeed. One of the barriers to volunteering is the ability to participate financially and time-wise and all the rest of it. And therefore, people from middle-class backgrounds are in a better position to be able to do that. So there are additional barriers, I think, for the harder to reach and those who are not financially well off to actually be able to take the time and engage in this. There are also some issues around, you know, how volunteering and particularly full-time volunteering affects people who are already on benefits. And, of course, it's those who are most in need that are on benefits. So if there's going to be a detrimental effect, then obviously young people are not going to participate in that way. So at V, what we try and do is remove those barriers. So we will, at the very least, cover the expenses and so on for young people to engage. We have a full-time programme where young people can actually claim in living expenses up to £100 a week to carry out their commitment. Otherwise, they just wouldn't be able to participate at all. And most of those young people on the full-time programme are not in education, employment and training at the moment. So it's a valuable thing.
Podcasts by Devils.
I'm Nasheen. I'm 16 and I'm a member of the V20 Youth Advisory Board. And this opportunity was put forward to us through V, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to get my opinion across as a young member of the community, considering it was regarding the youth, the current discussion of today.
I'm Marie. I'm also a part of V20. Similar kind of thing. I thought the discussion sounded like it had the potential to be quite lively and interesting, and it proved it wanted to be both of those things. So, and it's same as Nasheen. I think it's important with these kind of debates. It's so easy for people in the political parties, the third sector, etc., to just discuss it without actually even consulting the young people. And I guess we are the young people, so it's quite important that we're talked to, really.
Do you feel like the discussion today did kind of focus on your kind of perspective? Was it kind of accurately reflecting what you think you and maybe other young people think about volunteering? Do you think there's a role for compelling young people to volunteer?
It's a tricky one because everybody probably says this, but you know, if you make it compulsory, then obviously it's not volunteering anymore, and the whole sense of achievement you get out of doing that kind of thing, I think the value that people get out of doing that kind of work comes from it being something they've chosen to do rather than just it being something they're forced into. But at the same time, you know, there is a problem in society where we do have a lot of disengaged young people, and what on earth do you do with them? You know, because they probably wouldn't choose to do it of their own volition, so maybe you do need to steer them into it.
And another thing, volunteering is, like, it does help build up your CV. It's something you choose to do personally. And then if you make it compulsory, then it just takes away from that extra point to the employer that something she wanted to do herself.
I mean, it's important that young people are aware that it can be really enjoyable, but you shouldn't sugarcoat, you shouldn't lie, you know, it's not going to be compelling or exciting the whole time. Like, and some of the most important and valuable kind of work you could do might not necessarily strike you initially as particularly interesting. I mean, I've been working with some quite challenging young people this year, let's say, and I haven't always enjoyed it, but the kind of gains I've got from that have outweighed any kind of unpleasantness, because I've just learned so many skills in terms of how to deal with conflict, and it's improved my confidence. So just because something isn't necessarily at face value going to be enjoyable doesn't mean you should kind of disregard it, and I think it's important that that's taken into consideration.
Podcasts by Devils.
I'm Paul Oginski and I'm David Cameron's youth policy advisor, and I'm leading on the National Citizen Service, which is the Conservatives policy to offer every 16-year-old in the country a place on a six-week personal development program. If you or I or any listeners here were to go on a six-week personal development program that was worth its salt, you'd feel the benefits in that. You'd feel the benefits in your confidence and your self-esteem and how you interact with other people. So what we want is for young people to take part in that, feel them benefits. And the two key aims are to support the transition to adulthood and to support social mix, which are two things we don't think we do very well in the country at the moment.
What were the most interesting points you felt were raised today at the discussion?
I think it was really interesting that the young people in the research were trying to identify the difference between work experience and volunteering and community service, and what do we mean by these titles which are bandied around quite a bit. And you know, when it's like most words, when you start drilling down into them, then you know, they kind of lose the meaning and you kind of think, what do we actually mean by that? You know, so it was really good that the young people were helping us to make distinctions.
What kind of problems have you found that when you're trying to encourage people to take up volunteering?
I think people's preconceived images of what volunteering is a problem. There's barriers, financial barriers, and young people can be busy these days with other issues and academic demands and that. I'm sure collectively we can help to work through them, give as many young people the opportunity as possible. I would just like to say that from the Conservative perspective, that volunteering is very important, but is only a part of being involved in the community. There's also cross-generational work, just finding out who makes the decisions in community, how you can be engaged, and also how you can feel a part of the community. So volunteering is an important aspect, but it's only an aspect.
Why do you think young people do volunteer?
I think young people volunteer, be formally with organisational support or informally in their families and in their communities, when they get a sense of belonging. If they feel like they're a part of the bigger picture, then they're more likely to contribute and give. And I think we've got a problem in society at the moment that we're kind of isolating young people from society, and things like that mosquito, which I think is abhorrent, and people stick it on buildings and scare young people away, and that other thing, the purple light which shows up acne and all that. I just don't know where we're going with that kind of thing. It's the opposite to helping young people to feel like they belong.
Podcasts by Devils.
I'm Alex Mitchell. I'm from the Institute of Directors. I came along today. I think discussions like this are hugely important during the current climate, during the recession. With the job market getting increasingly tough for people who are leaving after A-levels or people leaving from university, they need to be focusing on skills they can develop through volunteering as a way of enhancing their qualifications, as a way of enhancing their CV, is crucial for them going forward. You do not want kids to be coming out of university or coming out of school not having a job to go into. For businesses to be engaged in volunteering and understand the benefits that volunteering have to a potential employee, you've got to be focusing on the core skills that are useful for business. So, you know, leadership, project management, team building, even financial management in certain aspects, really crucial skills that you can put into play when you go into a new role. The other area which I thought was very interesting was talking about how people themselves, people who've done volunteering, they go and they do a volunteering placement maybe for a week, maybe for a month, maybe even for a year, and they don't know quite, they can't articulate it themselves in what they've actually learnt when they're going into a job interview, when they're speaking to potential employers. Now, if they can articulate that in a well-constructed form, then I think that increases their employability potential hugely going forward.
Podcasts.